This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and joining me now on the phone from Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of The City Wire, which covers business, politics, culture, and much more for the KUAF listening area. Welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me back, and good Friday morning.
Good Friday to you as well. As always, you're going to tell me lots of important news that you guys have covered on the City Wire. And this Friday, it's all about the numbers. So let's start with home sale numbers.
Starting out on a positive. Home sales from the Arkansas Home Sales Report, and we look at the top four metro areas in Arkansas. And it accounts for about 70% to 75% of total home sales. But home sales during the first quarter in Arkansas in those markets are up 3%, almost 3%. However, the only downside, I guess, is that the average per home sales price is down a little more than 3%. But that's expected. We had such a huge increase in the home values in 2013 that you knew it had to kind of peak out at some point. Plus, with interest rates going up, that's had an effect also. But and the other thing with the March report, which was interesting, is that Northwest Arkansas area, Jonesboro area, and the Central Arkansas area, which are typically have been red hot in recent months, those three markets were down in March.
Any idea why?
Well, you know, I think part of that may be a function of the interest rates. Part of it may be that just those markets have been hot for so long that they are going to stall out at some point. Also, March sales reflected a lot of activity in January and February, people looking at homes. Well, if we remember January and February, there's a lot of bad weather in that period. However, in the Fort Smith area, home sales were up. They're up almost 15% in March. But in Northwest Arkansas, you had home sales down about 7%. Jonesboro, they're down just a little under 1%. And in the Central Arkansas area, they were down a little over 5%. However, that's just March numbers. Overall, though, you don't have to be a genius to know that Arkansas's home sales market still pretty active, still pretty strong. And we'll see how it compares. The other thing is it's comparing up against some pretty strong numbers in 2013. So we'll see if 2014 can keep up.
Okay, well, we will look forward to that. The next set of numbers I want to ask you about are the metro jobless rates.
Well, some good news on that front also.
Well, good. Lots of good news for me.
Maybe this should have been Good Friday. In the Fort Smith area, and I say it's good news, the metro area rate, and if it holds, if it's not revised upward, fell to 6.9%. That's important because it's the first time in 62 consecutive months, more than 5 years, that the rate has been below 7% in the metro area. However, the other part of that is that number is down not because employment is up. The number is down because there are fewer reporting in the metro area. So that has skewed the numbers downward. So on the good side, the employment rate has come up. On the downside, the metro area is still seeing a shrinking labor force. And at some point, you're going to want the labor force to increase, even if it causes a jobless rate increase, because you can't continue to a consistently shrinking labor force is not a good sign overall. So let's hope that changes. In Northwest Arkansas, however, we continue to see just that red hot economy. Their jobless rate there dropped to 5.4% in March, and that fortunately was a function of just much more employment. Their employment was almost 3,000 more than it was in March of last year. So, and that's also it's the eighth consecutive month that the Northwest Arkansas metro area jobless rate has been below 6%. So just more proof that economy continues to do very well.
Okay, well, we'll continue watching that, and hopefully the metro area and your area will improve as well. Next, I want to ask you about permits, always something the City Wire reports on.
Right. And this is a interesting look. We've been watching these closely just to see if this continues in Northwest Arkansas, because the housing market in terms of building permits has really come on strong in the last year. And the reason we're watching this is, if you remember back in 2006, 2007, even a little bit before that, the housing market was very strong, very active in Northwest Arkansas, but it created a bubble. So people are watching this now, banks, construction companies, those types of folks are watching this. But in the four largest cities in Northwest Arkansas, new residential permits were a little over 35 million in March, and that was almost a 23% increase compared to March 2013. So, and a lot of that was led by activity in Bentonville and Fayetteville, on the kind of the bookends of the metro area, so to speak. So it bears watching. You know, we don't want to see a repeat, obviously, of the housing bubble in Northwest Arkansas. But so far, what we're hearing from realtors, what we're hearing from other market watchers, is that the demand is pretty robust, and it's keeping up with that supply. So a 23% increase in 1 month in new residential permits, though, that's a healthy increase.
Okay. And finally, the last set of numbers I want to talk about aren't quite out yet, but we can wait for these or expect these on Monday.
Right. We will see these Monday from Tyson Foods. The market watchers, the analysts who watch Tyson Foods, expect net income of about $223 million in their fiscal second quarter, which they'll report Monday. And that's going to be a huge rebound from where they were this time last year. And a lot of that is on the pricing of chicken. With beef and pork prices rising so much, people are moving, back to chicken to get their protein. And that's creating demand, which helps hold up prices for Tyson Foods. They've increased production. So it's kind of funny, for these next couple of quarters, it may come back full circle, where chicken is really the money king again at Tyson Foods. But they're also benefiting from some lower input costs, but expect a good quarter from Tyson Foods. If you're a Tyson Foods investor out there, you should be very happy on Monday.
Well, something to look forward to there. Well, that's great. Well, as always, thank you so much for the information, and I especially appreciate you breaking down all these numbers for us.
Well, you're welcome. I always enjoy visiting with you.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of the City Wire, which covers business, politics, culture, and much more for the KUAF listening area. Thanks so much, Michael.
Yes, ma'am.